Regulating your nervous system. You can't redesign your identity while your body thinks you're under threat. Change will feel like danger unless your nervous system knows it's safe to expand. And so that's why regulating the nervous system is not optional. It's the foundation that lets new identity land. So identity shifts ask your nervous system to hold more safety, more vulnerability, and more presence. And without regulation, your nervous system interrupts identity expansion and reverts to old defaults. Regulation is the soil where the new identity takes root. It keeps you in your window of tolerance long enough to practice the new behaviors that will become habit. So when we're born, we know how to regulate ourselves, right? Think about a baby. They snuggle for comfort. They suck their thumbs. And even as adults, we will stop and take deep breaths when something angers us, or a deep sigh when something frustrates us. We are constantly finding ways to return to our baseline. But when we push into new versions of ourselves, we can help along the nervous system with intentional and direct messages that say it's okay to soften and grow. And science backs this up. Polyvagal theory shows how safety signals such as slowly exhaling, grounding, and social connection shift us from defensive states into calm engagement. These signals reduce cortisol and open pathways for change. So in other words, when your body feels safe, your brain actually learns new patterns faster, and they stick, and they become who you are. So we're going to get into some steps to help you regulate your nervous system right along the identity work that you're doing and alongside all of the other exercises a part of this class. So you are going to return to this section in the class over and over again because it's about making your body and your brain feel safe as you expand, right? So I'm not going to go into a lot of detail here with the steps in this recording, but there is a PDF attached that breaks it down for easier access and understanding, right? But step one is about checking your baseline, seeing where you are, and recognizing what your window of tolerance is. And step two is about daily practices that help you reset, help you breathe, help you ground. And there's even a really quick and dirty 3-minute exercise that you can drop into at any time throughout the day whenever you need to stop and reset. Step three is about picking a low impact exercise you can stick with. And I explain the reasons why in the PDF. Step four is about social safety and connection, which are extremely important to helping you expand. Step five is about expanding the window slowly. So your window of tolerance that we talk about in step one and how you do that safely. And step six is about integration practices, how you can continue to nourish yourself and regulate your nervous system while you shift.